sov zman, what we do. There's something that I intended to be early enough to do this.
Tomorrow morning we have the.
Tomorrow morning is a different sugya. If I can get things done for tomorrow morning too, is also a problem. You think you hear upside down? Maybe we reproduce it and then straighten it out. But this is a topic I'd like to discuss today. Sort of the end of a mikveh to do a little choshe mishpit. You have this on off? Or this thing? Turn it off?
It's on.
It's on. Yeah?
Ready? Wants it off now? Turn it off.
Yeah, don't need on now. Kalim shin om dem lios kvuim. Dan shet hisen shol kedakon, shet hisen krum, hisen kulum, rizbulu, chosetsin. What does that mean? At the point of attachment. You have a kli which has a handle. A kli, a pot with a handle. You can't say the handle, we're attached to the pot, is chosets. That's the pot. It's all one pot. But if the handle is not a permanently attached handle, but it is just put on temporarily, so when the pot is hot, to hold it and so on, and you leave it on there, you can leave it on there. When you go tefillah, you have to be tovel it separately. You have to pot separately without the handle. The handle itself doesn't require tefillah, but the point of attachment requires. The definition of a handle that's attached is the next one. Called Yolos Akelem Shinishtabu Dan Yad Hamagel Vasakin Imashamshin Me'ein Melachtan Lushona in Chotzim Lav Chotzim. If it's still usable, even though it's not, it needs repair and so on, that doesn't Mebatlet Mishem Kli. And you skip the next one, that doesn't say much, right? Kli shekofa piv lamata v'chnisu l'mayim. That's the problem of being tovel wine bottles. It's usually where you have, they require tefillah. You get crystal gifts are quite common. Right, you got to make sure when you put them in the mikveh that the mikveh water goes inside as well as outside. So since it's an hour opening, Tisha kofa piv lamata v'chisul mayim in piv tzok sas lo hefa piv lamala. You didn't turn so that the water can go in lo also lo tefila l'fishlo yagia mayim l'shulio. Abol apilim v'chisul kulul lamayim has to mean in a kli. The inside of the kli is not based on stone. You can argue, well, that's based on stone? No. Inside the kli is not different than the outside of the kli. As part of the external surfaces of the kli, and it requires tefillah. Right? And muto lifo kli besol kli, that's a useful thing. You have to be tovel a big bowl, and you can put in a whole bunch of little plates in there. You got to be careful though that one doesn't occlude the other from getting wet, right? That the kli apnimi yirofu b'sol kli achitzon, so that the water gets in. Right? The lochein lo yitchov sakinin tod liv yitvleim klo tala tefila b'roshem. Right? The chein im akli pnimi hukovei v'munoch toch achitzon lo tala lo tefila b'mokom shemunoch. Likewise, a heavy kli in another kli at the point where the bottom of the kli touches the inside of the other kli, the water won't come in. Kli shetzor mikan o mikan v'rochov emtsa, whatever kind of a kli that is, that's narrow at top and bottom, you got to be careful to hold it in the water in such an angle that water can go in. Kol kli she, it's really the same thing in different lashonos. Kol kli she piv tzar, right? So Achlasho, so B'mayim Achi Smalei Yemalenu Kodim Shosenu L'mikveh. The second Eitzah is an easy Eitzah. You go to a mikveh, usually there's a faucet there also, right? It may be easier just to fill up the kli with water and then put the whole thing in the mikveh. And the water that's in the kli will be hashoko to the water of the mikveh, and it all becomes kosher water. Then you have water ready inside and outside. It's easier than holding it, making sure that it fills up all the way to the top. Okay, that's basically it. Here, let me tell you what I thought we'd finish off with this. First, on the Bechina, it seems the while you're out, the boys want the Bechina on Wednesday. Monday is the regular tomorrow Bechina have to give. So that it's really not fair to make you take two Bechinas, one right after the other. So you have Bechina on Wednesday at the regular time at 10:30. Now, what about this Wednesday? You need Chazor time, leave it to you?
Yeah.
Where are you up to?
Yes.
Yeah. Would be good.
Okay. Let me tell you what I have here for you. You get one of these.
I didn't make it.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You turned it right side up? Okay.
Rabbi, are these bechinas, they're going to be oral or written bechinas?
Yeah?
Oral or written bechinas?
No, oral.
I know there's no such thing as Torah Shebiksav. I just want to know if that applies to tests.
No, bechinas. Is written oral takes too long, and you have to have time to. We can do that. Take a week or two there, but no, the rewritten machine, so that my Bronstein can have anoa of seeing your answers.
I'm not sure how much anoa he would get from some of us.
Okay, here you have the breadth of halacha. We talk about dini mikvos. Spoke about how you build the mikveh. One thing that we left out in building a mikveh, which may come as a surprise to you, is you need money to build a mikveh. Question is, how do you get money? We have halachas on that. It has to do with taxation rights. And it has to do with consensus. So here's an intriguing shaila. It shows you the full encompassing of a living condition by the halacha. Halacha encompasses, tells you, you have to have a mikveh, otherwise you can't be with your wife. And how do you get a mikveh? So we discussed one little thing before, if you remember. I gave you out, we didn't spend time discussing it in class, but I gave it to you. And that was the tshuva concerning a mikveh that was paid for by a full community, including people who we would prefer to exclude them from the mikveh. Namely, the use of the mikveh by conservative reform for gerus. Here you have people who are davening to the same God, and they all agree they need a mikveh. Question is, how do you collect, on what halachic standard do you collect money from people? Do you do l'fi nefoshos? Do you l'fi mamon? That's always a big sugya, all in Shatz and Bavasa and Chiyuv Shkenim. On building protective walls around the city. You go to the mamon, the rich people give more money, or is it between the foshos, since it's made to protect your life, a poor man's life and a rich man's life has the same value. Therefore, they should pay the same thing. This tshuva, how many years ago is your test? Right, that's 50 years ago, right? That was the year I moved into Muncie. Okay, and this shaila came up. I moved to Muncie in 1960. The only mikveh in town was in Spring Valley. Spring Valley is, I suspect, that Muncie became Muncie only because the builders wanted an upscale name. They could charge more money. They got a name Muncie. In fact, I don't know if it's a name that was voted on by people. It's named after an Indian tribe that lived there, the Muncie tribe. Okay. The mikveh was only mikveh in town when we moved in. Was in a shul a three and a half mile walk from my home, from the main. That's because I lived already in Muncie. For the main Spring Valley people, it must be like a mile, or mile and a half. That's critical in the halacha. The shul was the shul of Yosher Be'er Soloveitchik Zatzal. That's a cousin of the Rav his father was, I think, the Simcha Salovich. He was an Adam Godel. I was very, very close to him. I might mention you at some point once before. He was a master of Medrash. And most likely, he awakened my interest in Medrash, so that Medrash became a normal part of my preparations on Shabbos. He was also the only Rav HaMachshir of all the kosher places that were there, a butcher shop, a restaurant, a little take-home place, take-out place there. Unfortunately, he was psychologically challenged. He's most likely severe depression part of the time. Maybe something manic depressive, or what is it? A dual personality, whatever they call it. Yeah. There was a strong movement right away to open up a mikveh closer to Muncie, up the hill. At that time, the only shul, my shul was the first shul in Muncie. The closest shul to us was a shul which was, still is Spring Valley, called Spring Valley. It's like pretty much exactly a mile from my house. That's the basis soil. This soil was organized by the Balabatim, and ultimately they took a Rav, Rav Horowitz Zatzal from the Bronx. Whom I recall very well. He was very pleasant individual, and grew close over the years. He decided that he was a Siddish type. He would like a mikveh in his shul. They put together the shul, they make a mikveh. First meeting on the mikveh. I learned. So this fellow was a Zravovich, was a Chidish Rov, a relatively meek man, etc. So someone raised the issue, who'll be the Rav HaMachshir of the mikveh? So they suggested some Rebbe expert on mikvos who would come up and be Machshir of the mikveh, etc. This Rav Horowitz was always very gentle. That got up, he said, I was a Rav in a little shul in the Bronx, he says, and I came here in Muncie. You invited me to come in Muncie. He says, I didn't come to Muncie to prava anivus. I didn't come to Muncie to practice modesty. He says, you made me a Rav. I'm in charge of the mikveh. Period. Yeah. Impressed. Is that part of Rabbonus? My Rabbonus, it's my shul, it's my mikveh, the Hakim Shkin Shainik with people who quote expert on mikvos. Either you trust me or take another rov. Charlie then came, how you pay for the mikveh? Charlie came, do you need another mikveh? Well, we were using, when I came to Muncie, first half a year, three quarters of a year, maybe more. It actually turned out to be more, maybe 2 years. We used the mikveh in Rav Soloveitchik shul. He had a mikveh. That was the only mikveh in town. That was a shaila. Some group said, no big deal. You have to walk 3 miles. When does that happen? On a Friday night, sometimes a woman has to go to the mikveh. Social walk. If not, she'll wait a day. The other days of the week, it's no problem. She drives a car, she'll go to mikveh by car. Shaila really whirled the town, all aspects of it. One, do you need a mikveh? Two, if yes, how do you pay for it? What kind of taxation we put on the people, and so on. So here's where Yeridaya moves to Choshe Mishpat. Look at the tshuva. Barim yeshchir v'yasei kol inyan tzibur b'monsi. That's how they started, number one. Yeshiva, all right, Spring Valley, had the first kolel in America. Bismedel Shelyo, which was organized by didn't call himself Rav, but Mendelevich, who was the also the founder of the Sifta Torah Vadas. He decided Balabos, I don't know if he was a Rav, he never called himself Rabbi. He gets the schar for the idea that people need a place to learn after they finish yeshiva, so called. And the first group of people there were from Torah Vadas. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's how, was Rosh Kolo for a while, Rav Shor, Rosh Kolo, etc. And then came the machlokes between the two Rosh Kol, Rav Shor and Rav Kamenetsky, and that for a period of time destroyed the Kolo. They're not a business, they came back into business. It's also halachas and in Machlokes, how you just resolve Machlokes in that town, or Vibarosh. Varam Yeshriv Yasei Kol in Yoni Tzibur B'Monsi. Anyway, so the first shaila was, are we a Kol? Oh, we're a bunch of people who bought little houses. What makes us into a community in which we have Chiyuvi Kol, one to the other, or called Hilcho Shchenin? So, the opposition claimed, we moved up here to get away from the Bronx and from Brooklyn. We're not looking for city life. We look for suburban life. We had a machlokas that lasted for years. People were voting against putting sidewalks into town. There shouldn't be any place with sidewalks. As it is, there are very few places that have sidewalks. And the main decision to make sidewalks is because so many of the families had children going to the local yeshivas where they could walk. Well, I'm sorry, where they had to walk because the local ordinance was, if you're less than a mile from the school, you're not entitled to bus service. So kids had to walk, it became already a sakona. And so in some areas, they go to in the sidewalks. Why? They look for suburban life. That was the first time that we came up for suburban life, not the city life. We don't want to be a koho. Is there, in other words, is there a halachic process in which you declare yourself a koho? Poshutlani is the idea she call ain't soch liyaseid. Nonsense. A call doesn't require a formal decision to be a koho. Mishum shum yusuf omer memela. Mikiyun shem amonsi yir b'fnei asma. Machad in the capsule of shom anoshim hadorim b'kviyus. Ein memela b'shem yir b'kol tzchayim b'chol achyuvim shem b'nei yir kofin zeh zeh. Lo mi boy kishem rechokim yir osateros. Also Leila Hashem B'Shabbos more than Tchum, right? Vav Shemuta Leila Hashem Yisad Deike Botim Fuzorim L'Chol HaDerech, even though it's within Tchum Shabbos, because within 70 Amos there are houses. So it, as far as Tchum Shabbos goes, it's okay. Avad Yevshe Leila Hashem Yisad HaRichuk, right? You can have houses scattering so that you don't have an end of a town. The town extends. But if the mikveh is 3 miles away, even though there's no tchum problem in between, that doesn't make it possible to use on Shabbos. The vada hemir b'fnei asma el afim kol mesoch tchum Shabbos liyos acheros nama elo shekol aroa yachshivim shemimokom zeh mitzad shebekan hem kol liyos nashov liyem b'fnei asma right ben yochol echad mehen nitro sheni shayach liyo acheros. Okay, just give you an insight on the tightness that went on these meetings that we held in Muncie. Right, the fellow claimed, I am not a member of your town. I belong to Pomona. It's a town next to us. Yes. Why? I'm just as far from Pomona as from where you want to make the mikveh in the shul. Right, I can walk to Pomona. So therefore, don't count me in. What's your street address? Your street address is Muncie, right? But in distance, the same thing. No, not a tiny, right? Vein yochal echem emlitzchol shani shayach liir acheres. Ogein raya domesine b'gmora kama yoro shoy besoch atchum gam smuchos mamesh mevloos be'ezron peretzei kvarven wait v'yotam duchten in kein poshet shemo yecholot vein ayoros smuchos rochokos habol misin lebreise shenokto adinin shekof bnei yir zehzeh lemintkat sha'ayra rak biyoros rochokos hachas mechavato albir asmuch liyir acher hazeh yechol lochok and libnos beis hakneset sha'asoch itol. Since that chilik is not mentioned, you see that you have a concept of a kohol because you so identified yourself. You identify yourself as a resident of Muncie. Don't hack me a chaynik, and now suddenly you belong to Pomona. Gam b'shulchan aruch shemisha etzetzer nokas sam kofim bnei yir zeh zeh libos beis haknesses and no one below shum chiluk ela mashma shekiven shehem al kol pochus b'shem yir acheres yesh lehem hadin liyichol lochov zeh zeh v'yichol lo mashi yichol liyir hasmucha v'mkein tzorach leida v'meh nechshevo yir acheres im hismucha devadai dochik lo mashi kiyis Hashem osel yir acheres. What is it then? It's a kind of a ill-defined, but almost like an emotional decision. How do you see yourself? In which town do you belong? Oh, mitam acher, right? Kidome, right? says Tumuli Machul Motsosi Mosai Nepsul Shayel or Sharino Gea Zegam Lachim Minu Shoftim Beltisrael Sholiavir. Oh, but Rambam, it's strange. This halacha is not discussed any place. We have towns where distance could identify you as a member of two towns. How do you decide which town you belong to? The lo b'Rambam, right? Lo b'tur, etc. Lo b'shar poskim forshim. Avabo shukri b'yarti. Right, the what? Yismuchus mevlo sheish landin shtei yoros. Right, maybe so. There are places where one town juts into the other town. That's smuchus umuvlos. They're close. And the structure of the town is like we have where I travel on the Palisades Parkway. I enter New Jersey, right? And then I come from New York. I enter New Jersey, and then in a little while I'm back in New York. What happened? A piece of New Jersey is stuck into New York. A finger of New Jersey sticks into New York. So that I start over here in New York, across New Jersey, and back in New York. That's smuchus mevlos. Pimkein bo, she'an she'monsi she'nachshu l'chol haroem she'im yoser shayochem zeh l'zeh me'yoros acher sasmuchus nechshu l'hir b'fnei asmo. And if a kofin zeh zeh af hamiyut es harov l'chol tzorche yir. Okay, here's the critical halacha. You can't take a vote. The vote was taken by halacha already. That anshe yir kofin zeh l'zeh. Anshe yir kofin zeh l'zeh means you have a bunch of people in town, right? Each one says, I'll put a machine gun in my window. I don't need a wall to protect me. You know, some people say, no, I want a wall around the town. The halacha is, for a wall around the town, kofin zeh l'zeh. Who's kofin? The rov is kofin the miyut? No, the miyut is kofin the rov. Why? Because halacha decided a town deserves a wall for protection. You think you can get along without it, kol hakavod, you can think so. But since I want the wall as a protection, that's a proper request. In other words, it's a proper development of a town to have a wall around it. Then the miyut can demand that the din of ir, the din of shchenin, right, obligates everybody to contribute to build a wall. Likewise here, since kofin zeh zeh v'miyut es harov l'chol tzorche yir, shebechal zeh hu gam beis hakneses, v'liknos sefer Torah, l'haknes ochim, v'kishal tzoko, ki yisu b'choy shem mishnah. The kosher came lasso smikva. She ordered me besa knesses. I mentioned to you, I think, some time back that the Sam Sofa has a tshuva. What's more, I can't afford to pay for both right now, for a mikveh or for an eruv. Meaning, there is a mikveh, of course, at a distance, but the bnei ha'ir, right? Now, demanding an eruv or a mikveh, and the Chasam Sofer says that eruv is more important. Why? A mikveh you can get to, an eruv you really are protecting against the chilul Shabbos. Right? Not everybody is zohir in Hilchos Hatzor. Therefore, an eruv is a greater immediate demand on the people. The mikveh is available only with dochek, whereas the eruv, if it's not there, people will be violating Yisur Tzor v'Shabbos. Therefore, v'ein yochol shum odom litchos v'lomar shu shayach ir ezu ol ezu, ki mikivan shedor b'monsi bal kochos och litin. He has to give his portion. And we're seeing there gam b'dayonim. There's a fellow, why, a tough guy. He says, no, I don't want to give. Then you can call into a din Torah, right? And the dayonim will pass, and he has to give. When dayonim passing, you have to give. It also means if he doesn't want to give, you can go take. וממילא אין לו שום אדם לתרוש יש לו מצווס וצדוקוס אחרס ליטן, כי זהו מחיובי דיני מומון שקודם לצדוקוס. Listen to that line. I'm not asking you for your tzedakah to help build a mikveh for my wife. I'm asking you to pay your debt. If you live in this town, you have a chiyuv. Therefore, you motzi tzedakah, right? Once upon a time, we made motzi tzedakah also b'dayanin. You kofin ala tzedakos. But nowadays, we can't do that. And this, you can do it. Yeah, want to ask something?
There's a general idea in Chosh and Rishwood of Kol Tanai Sheva Mamon Kaya.
The what?
Kol Tanai Sheva Mamon Kaya.
Yeah.
So, I can't be masne for somebody else. But it's not a universal law, I know, because, for example, like Ribbis, Kol Tanai doesn't apply to Ribbis as an example, but you can't be masne for somebody else. I can't make it Tanai that you're going to do something if event X happens, right?
Yes,
I can't make it Tanai that you're going to do the jig if
there's a shooting. What's got to do with Dini Tanai? Tanai is from Neder.
No.
What's got to do with that?
No, it's not a Tanai of Neder, a Tanai of Mama.
Yeah, what? What do you mean? Tanai that what?
So basically what it seems that we're saying, what we're saying here, is that I can be Masna for somebody else. Since I want the wall, I can force you to do it. But if that person never made such a Tanai, such an agreement.
No agreement. He doesn't make agreement.
That's my point.
That's the whole Sugi Mavavasa. That's the Din of Shechinim. Kofin Zer Zer. Kofin Zer is not by agreement. Elohi is Kofin Zer Zer Al. Niggas a list. On a wall, on a well, on Shomrim, and so on.
Now what happens if the original Shechinim of that town don't want the wall? They don't want it.
Makes no difference.
Once it becomes
a town, has a loch of ear, then the fact that it became later or earlier, that makes a difference. You'll see it in a minute.
And the examples that are given in that sugya in Baba Basra, are those, I forget which one is which, but I forget if gezeros or tekanos. One are for the public welfare, and others are for halachic, and the others are for halachic reasons.
No. You're missing a key point.
Very
popular. When I buy a house, the assumption was, right, that the house has water in it, the house has a heating unit in it, etc. That's called a house. If I come in, I buy the house, and you decided to remove the boiler, it has no boiler in it. My time is, the house includes that. Eir has a halacha. Right? An eir has certain things associated with an eir that Chazal decided on. Most of them involve safety, protection. So therefore, anyone who moves into the town is entitled to that level of protection, right?
Okay, but those are... Right, there are certain... For example, like Maka. Right? Maka is not clearly for any other halakhic purpose. It's purely for the welfare of somebody. Right?
But it's easy. You're talking about a Maka on your roof?
On your own roof.
So there are some kofan on mitzvahs, but that's not what we're talking about here. We don't have that power now.
But what I'm asking is that the examples that you gave about the wall,
right,
a well,
right?
Did you, what was the
Shomrim?
Shomrim, like what? Guards.
Police force.
Okay. But that's all for
firemen, police force.
But that's all for the general public welfare, the general daily, the mundane, the non-religious welfare of the city. I guess the question is that should that then extend even into a halakhic realm? So not only do you have protection, but you also have religious conveniences as well.
That's what we're talking about. That's the tshuva. Right, the question is, does this include a mikveh? Does this include a basic knesses? That's what we're talking about. To build, I can force you to build a shul. You're perfectly happy davening in your basement. Right? And you don't want a shul. It is, but while tainas omrim, shein tzorech lemikveh ho, yesh shtei mikvos beyoos hasmuchos. I was referring to Spring Valley, had a mikveh. Vav sheyesh bahala shnei milim, hu betoch hatchum mitzad divuri ha'orev, right? Because of the scattering of the houses, so they had the divuri ha'orev, and they don't have the 70 amos in between the houses, right? Then, v'roshom leil roshom gam b'shabbos, v'arotzim b'mikvah tonim, shal kol pochum, al kol pochus, hu dobo kosher l'noshim leil shnei milim, v'gam yesh yomim shekaram tuva, very, very cold days, Muncie is, happens to be snow country, right? They told you that last week we had a 10.5-inch snowfall when you people had nothing. We're not that far, not far away. V'anochel pi yazayti d'rakim arabim rotzim b'mikveh b'shul zeh yechol locho v'samaratim. Okay, here's the pshak. Mikveh is not a wall. Mikveh is not a shomer, right? Mikveh is a necessity, but not a luxury. Therefore, if you fulfill your necessity, it means walking 2 miles, that's not considered to be so terrible a lack of facility of a town to have bezin force each one to pay. Avol im heim atim ein chon locho v'sarabim. Right? Ein zechi of kokach, the rova pomim menogei zelapir v'ribyo. She's not in a fertile period. V'rak shu mishum achiyuvim meisho labala mitzvos ono. V'kdei shlo yovo abal lehiruchet shalachein im abal mochel amaget shlo yovo hiruchet. Ein zechi. Right. Rav Yochol shahar harei Yochol leilachimo shol tifuti pchad b'yavaseh shol tzatzil. And if she's afraid to go walk, then let him walk with her. Right. And if she's lazy, he should try to convince her to seduce her, she should go. But here he threw in already a new halacha that if Rabbim want, I can force him. Now this is now not a new, this is not the old halacha of the Bava Basra. It's not a shomer, it's not a wall, right? It's not a well. Here you're talking about a mikvah is available, but the Rabbim of the town, that's a new halacha, that the rabbin can force the miut to accept their opinion.
Is that a gemara somewhere? So this is pulling it out of thin air.
Don't know.
It's ex nihilo.
I tried to interpret that a little differently than that. Not without with less sarcasm.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Right. What it means is, the decision whether it is a necessity or not is a matter of opinion. If it were a necessity, no doubt, there's no mikveh in town, we consider mikveh as a necessity. That's mentioned Shulchan Aruch, no problem. So you have to build a mikveh, right? Is this called a mikveh in town or not? So here's where the rabbim come in and say, in our opinion, the mikveh is not in town.
But if the rabbim come in and say that we want universal health care, then they have the right to do that. If the rabbim can force the miut,
you're picking bad examples, because universal health care doesn't need a rabbim; it's a pasuk of the Torah. Okay, lo samar adam reyecha includes universal health care, because the Gemara says lo samar adam reyecha means a guri ogir, that you're supposed to hire a doctor to take care of someone who's sick, even though you're not a doctor. So there you have universal health care right in the pussy.
Okay, fine. Let's say that the rabbim want to make a law that you're not allowed to wear black hats.
Let's go right. Okay, next. Obviously, we're dealing with issues where there are two opinions as to the definition of necessity, right? Not arbitrary things like wearing black hats, right? Okay, because certainly.
But the definition of a necessity can in fact be arbitrary. One person says, you know, you talk to any kid, you say, I need this, right? I need a new video game system. You know, adults are often not so much different.
Alec, I don't know whether it's data lotkins that does it to you, but you're off. Okay, right. B'miochosh, right. B'mitzad hakol, yat dechad kaser b'tzinsa azla. I put on another sweater, and the cold will go away. That's an expression in the Gemara. Lochein, ein lechofam libnos mikveh. Alvo demarob yirsu libnos mikveh b'shul zeh. That's a critical reservation. Not they want to build the mikveh because they decided that the mikveh over there isn't luxurious. And for my wife, I want a pink-tiled mikveh. That's not an adequate reason, like wearing black hats and things like that. That's not a reason to put this into the halachos, the hilchos shchenim. It has to be something which, as I said, the evaluation of necessity is what we're talking about. And if the Rabbim decided that indeed it's really a necessity, this idea of walking that distance, and not everybody has a car available when they want a car, and so on and so forth. It's not like nowadays where everybody has at least two cars, some with three cars because the kids drives already, so the husband needs a car, the car needs a car, and the little one needs a car, and so on. Yeah. Then botla da tamati menetra ze tzorche ir. Meacha shev etzem gam lamatem yish tovo bozeh. That's how you define necessity, meaning it's good for everybody, but you call it necessity, right? I call it luxury. There, the decision as to necessity is determined by the rabbin. This is how you have to, meaning a tshuva, you have to understand the klolim on which the tshuva is based. Lochein, locho esamatem, gam ken yisayu b'minyan ha-mikveh. Right. Umitara taine shein rotsem lismuch ala rabbonim ha-mashgichim b'mikvos ha-smuchos. Okay, that's where this is the beginning of Monsi, one of our sad realities of Monsi is that we're a town that's split with much machlokes. Always envied Baltimore, where my children live. My brother's the Menial in Neyes Hoyle. It's a town of at peace. Also, a lot of factions see each other. The town is at peace. The yeshiva spread its authority over the town. And Rav Neuberger's Reinel Bocher, who died a little while ago, was a fabulous politician. He was in politics in town and in secular politics. Just knew how to handle people. He just didn't allow my focus in town. Yeah. The hill. Our town is split. Every Chassidish group is against the other group, etc., etc. Yeah. We no longer are factors in town. We've been so outvoted. I think there are only two shuls in town that daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and now maybe only one, because one is moving into Nusach Sfaradim. We may be the last one in town that daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So give you an idea of how the town changed. Here was the big time then, right? Remember Dini Torah about another butcher shop opening up, where it's called Yori Lachaya. We were a small town then. Another, well, the problem is that they want to have meat from their machshirim. Is it now a new taina? We want a mikveh in town that's under our hashgacha, right? Ain't the taina for rabbim locho v'samatim asum for rabbonim mashgichim. Im heim, listen to this line. Im heim rabbonim sheish lem heter horo. That's all you can ask for. Period. So, but my rov is a bigger mumche, right? And if I want to build a mikveh and he put him in charge, no go. Mitzad taina. These are all like the minutes of the meetings that we had. If you open up another mikveh, you're going to compete with the existing mikveh already, and existing mikveh needs the support in the way mikvehs are supported. Was the woman, each time she used the mikveh, paid a fee. Then it was $3, came $5. So, and that's the income for the mikveh. So now you yored l'chayav, right? No good, right? Kiven shon nischayvu mitzchila be'ei shabonu ha'yoros ha'smuchos es ha'mikvah sho'ivnu bekan. There never was such an arrangement made to give monopoly, exclusivity to the mikveh. That if someone builds a mikveh, nowadays someone prints a sefer, they put in the sefer, it's also to reproduce this you must gul, or yored l'chayav. Says we don't have that. There never was an agreement. That mikveh was there before Munsi became Munsi, and they can't say that they made a deal that Munsi shouldn't become Munsi and make his own mikveh. That's not a factor. So here's the next point. These are halachas that you people should know, because you're going to bump into it in your life. In your adult life, b'dvar elaham is parlin beis hamedrash shel yeshiva. Right. That was the mismedrash yeshiva that's referring to mismedrash elyo, that first kolo. Shomim shorachein ein srichin libnos beis haknesses. Ein lechofan, right? Vitein lebinyan beis haknesses. That was the next issue. This beis Yisrael was a little something. They want to expand, they want again to tax the people to pay for it. Afem hei miyatim verotzim basic nesses hei merubim kivun shem ein tzrichim la basic nesses klau. Here already comes into Alec, into basic nesses becomes a luxury. We have a yeshiva, we have a besmedrash, we daven there, no problem. You want a separate rule, yeah, then you can't charge me for it. Everybody needs it. Some people don't care. They say, we have a mikveh enough. No, but a mikveh you need. Even when the shul will be built, they're going to daven in the yeshiva. Yispalu bebeis hamedrash shel yeshiva. Then ein shayach sheis batel daitam kmo shegam harabim yomru aleihem shein tzorach lebeis haknesses. Because even the rabbi will admit that these people don't need a shul. They are yeshiva people. They're going to daven in the yeshiva. Therefore, you can't impose upon them the cost of a shul. Uchadisa svor azu b'toysu shabbos av tzadik beis on beis divra masim. Okay. That's an important Tosfos, like one you should know about. When we say this principle, Bota Daita is called the other, it's the gay in so many halachas. Tosfos there discusses two halachas, one in Shabbos and one in Maisa. Right. Very, this is the seminal Tosfos. On this issue of when do you say Botla Daito, when do you say your opinion, how you do, is the norm for you and you can follow the norm. There are two halachas there, and see why. One place Tosfos says, first part of Tosfos is concerning thorn bushes, whether it's called Michael Behem or you have to give Maisa from it. So he says, Ba'arabia in Arabia, they feed it to the camels. Since Arabia is a big area, therefore Tosha says, if you had camels, you also would give them to them. Therefore, Arabia made that food into Machal Gemalim. The fact that you don't have it in Muncie, you don't have it in Washington Heights, you don't have any camels. If you had camels, you also would do the same thing. Therefore, that opinion now becomes Kola Olam Kulu. Then you identify that as animal food. Then Tosha said the second thing. There was a fellow who had a lot of pomegranates, that is his name. And he sold pomegranate juice, which once upon a time was looked upon as meshugia, who squeezes pomegranates. You know what pomegranates look like. Pomegranates are supposed to eat. You don't squeeze pomegranates. And nowadays, it's become a whole big thing. They give it all kinds of health benefits for pomegranate juice. Right. Taisa says, the Gabe, the din of Shabbos, by the Shchita of Shabbos, when it says the Raisa, the Rabbonon, right, in the Halacha of Shchita, Dosh, for Shabbos, why do we say, only Zaysim Vanovim? Right, Tusim not, Mobor is not. Why? Iko, Yotze Min, the idea of Mashke, Yotze Min Ochel, right, it only applies to Zaysim Vanovim, not to other fruits. So really the Mishnah discusses what to do with Manazel with lemons and oranges. He talks about lemons only, and we have to add oranges. Right? He says, what should I do? He says, I saw on the wharf from Chovios, Maleos, big barrels filled with lemon juice that they're importing from Italy in the summer. She can't say that it's not Adoba Hanischat, that the lemons are not there. Yeah, Taisha says, but the daito, it's a kol b'nei adam. The fact that he squeezes pomegranates, so why don't you say the same thing? If everybody had a lot of pomegranates, they also would squeeze. Says Lav Dafke, I'm not sure they would. He decided to make pomegranate juice. Others with a lot of pomegranates have a lot of pomegranates. They sell it, they eat it, whatever they do with it. But their Tosfos is a very critical Tosfos here, seminal Tosfos, trying to analyze what area makes it for large enough to be called Kol Olam Kulu. When do we say Boto Daito is a Kol B'nei Adam? No, it's a Das Yochid. That's what he's referring to. That Tosfos.
The bechad gavra bota daito af bechay gavdu hul inyan leso gam la almo aber asmo lo bota daito vegam mir bir achas the gam erov shirir odot michad gavra neged kol akomus the macha shir beisekneses is paul beisekneses igroi milso shigam la emu tzorich vi yochayov molitin lechalkan. If these people who daven mispedlish, I remember the discussion. They asked him, well, if you're going to make a bar mitzvah, a young crowd then, where will you make the bar mitzvah? In the besmedlish, it was a little besmedlish. You must have want to go into, then suddenly you're inviting guests. Now you want a shul in town. Right, so you can make a bar mitzvah in a shul. There's more of a kovodik, and there's a catering place downstairs, and so on. Suddenly you need a shul, then you can't time there. I don't need a shul, I daven besmedlish. It means you need a shul for sometimes. That's enough time to be mechayev you to share with the rest of the people, right? The taina shinu hanuschos eino klum ki tefila ukriyas haTorah tzrichen hakol. Say, I need a shul because I daven nusach Ashkenaz and you daven nusach Sfad. Therefore, I want a separate shul, and therefore we need a national shul in town, so we're going to start collect money
for an Ashkenaz shul and for a Sfarad shul, and of course, on Nusach Ari, you must have, right, and so on. I said, no, that's not so. The common denominator is Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah. And that's the last point. Ubidvar ha-gevir, v'ulefi nefoshos ha-lefi mamon, v'nitzorach l'chalei k'achatzi l'fi nefoshos ha-chatzi l'fi mamon, y'dekosav ha-ramor ha-borach ha-ayin s'mudum. Right. Linyan schar shir tzibu, right, in renting, in hiring a chazan, right, so you go ahead and you put a tax as based upon income tax, which is a graduated income tax. First you put a head tax. Everybody has to give $100, right? Then you want to be able to collect more, you need at least $200 a person. So a yeshiva bocher will give another $5. A rich man will give $50, $80, and so on and so forth. That's called the fee nefosho, so the fee momo. Right, the fee nefosho is a head tax. First you establish a head tax, so everybody gives one amount. And then the excess that's needed is collected on the basis of income. He says, you think this is an easy decision? I'm going to do it lefi mamon. You know many people who show you the last income tax filing? That's what's happened today. In tuition, in schools, the tuition committee, they are the evil men of a town today. They paskin dinin nefoshos. They decide how much scholarship they're willing to give. And they do it now every place. They will not do it on your say-so, say how much you earn, or they want a copy of your income tax. On that basis, they make the decisions, right? He says, "Kmuva zay kosher lahamel amidas adin, mishum shoyisoch l'chayev kolechot shiomer apicherem." Then the idea of get income tax, no, make let them take a shur, right? Kama moman yeshlo shezev ada yeshlo noah l'chaynim so shetzorach lispasherem kolechot. Certainly, we won't allow that to make people take a shur or threaten them with cherem that you're telling the truth. No, not prepared to do that. Therefore, we have no choice. You've got to come to some kind of a compromise with each and every one. Right? And certainly, this always requires, since my shrei was also in charge of yeshiva, it always requires somebody who's a bal tzedaka. You never enter a project like this counting on the people involved, they should provide the amount of money you need. It starts off with someone giving $100,000 to put his name on the building, to dedicate the mikveh, etc. Then you, whatever is missing, you collect on this basis. Okay, we run out of time. Yeah, might say some more. Okay,
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Is there a way that we calculate the head tax? If we're deciding that we're going to, that since it's something the whole community needs to be involved in, we're going to set an amount the whole community needs to give. But what if that's something that somebody can't give?
It's all by compromise, all by discussion.
So
no room for that.
So halakhically speaking, what if we decide that the communal responsibility is $1,000 a family, and but only 4% of the families can give $1,000? So that's their problem, not mine. We set $1,000 a family. Most of them just gave $50, and then we fundraise from the wealthy.
And the assumption is, quote, goodwill, that people are honest and goodwill, and they live up to their obligations. We built a new mikveh in town. They put a tax on every family of $5,000. Some people up the hill refused. We don't want to deal with you down there. We have our own mikveh. We are perfectly adequate. We built our own mikveh in church. Whether it's right or wrong, Rabbi Weinshul, decided they built a mikveh to be used on only on Friday nights and in Yom Tovim, right? And the rest of the people have no trouble going to whatever mikveh they want.
I don't understand why just Friday night in Yom Tov.
Huh?
Why just Friday night in Yom Tov?
Because they didn't want the highest of taking charge of mikveh a whole week.